Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note, this is a podcast with such language.
I was younger and I was infatuated with Aladdin, okay? And I was like, I'm living my best Jasmine life, bitch! And it's the middle of fucking winter. I'm like, I need to wear my leotard right now. Like, I must wear it right now.
Have to.
Kia ora and welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning in the 70s, but applied today. I'm Maria and I hate being in the kitchen.
And I'm Jamie. I'm always hungry, so you say the word party and I am there.
Yes. Join us on our journey to hosting the meanest.
Dinner parties are the fast track to world peace.
Baddest.
I have to light something on fire.
Uniquely New Zealand. Personally, I think it's like a lot of planning, a lot of work for what is essentially going to turn into a piss up. An oddly 70s.
Jelly and vegetables. Oh my gosh. Chuck that in the bin.
Dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen.
Let's go. This episode, we take a deep dive into our Dedder aesthetic. From the clothing to the location, what did they wear in the 70s, and what vibe are we trying to set today?
Exactly, and we couldn't do this without a little bit of help.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So this episode, we're bringing in our friend Liz Lopepa, who is going to help us work out our look, set the look for us, and hopefully at the other end we come out as someone from the 70s.
Great.
Topic one, how would Jackie do it? So I've got the book.
Okay.
And she's got this part here, and she's talking about cocktail parties, which is probably the most formal of all of the parties that she's referring to. And she gives some very specific detail on what men and women could and should wear.
Okay.
A little bit from Jackie. Men usually wear dark suits or dressy gear to cocktail parties, though in high summer, dress shorts and smart shirt and tie are perfectly acceptable in many circles. Ladies can wear a cocktail dress, suit, pantsuit, or patio wear. Anything goes, as long as you look fabulous.
Patio wear? What's patio wear?
I don't know. I mean, there are many things I don't know, but in this book.
Patio is like the deck, right? Like a deck at a house. So this is like an outdoor vibe.
Yeah, see, when I hear the word patio wear, I think like safari wear. So I think you're
bust out your camos.
Yeah, or you know, like your cargo shorts kind of looking things. That's what I think, but I'm so aware that I'm very wrong because I've been so wrong about everything else so far.
I think of like the Hamptons, maybe like the white party, you know, where they wear all white, clean.
That's clean, white-looking clothes.
I think that's patio wear.
Okay, you're probably a lot closer than me.
That seems so different to a suit. Do you know what I love about this is that she's mentioned classy things like cocktail dresses, but if you look at the cover of the book...
They are not.
Nobody's dressed in cocktail dresses.
No way. This man is in... He's in a shirt that looks exactly like... the wallpaper, and this woman is found the woolen version of the wallpaper. So they did
yeah, it's
not
very
nail it.
Patterned.
Yeah,
it's very patterned in brown and orange. I'm into it.
You like that, do you?
I think it's definitely 70s.
I think it's definitely 70s. I don't know. I think to me, at least, when I look at a lot of the fashions of the 70s and what was en vogue, it feels like everyone was super... They just got to a stage where they wanted to experiment with everything.
Yeah.
And so anything kind of goes. But that's going to be interesting for you and I to do that, I guess.
Do you own a cocktail dress?
Guy, live in a hoodie. Okay.
Yeah, just for everyone, Maria is not wearing a cocktail dress in the studio today. We should have. Topic two, the hype. Functionality or pizzazz?
So, also, I mean, other than the fashion, what is incredibly iconic about the 70s, and when you look at someone who's dressed from the 70s, you can immediately tell that that's the era that they're from. A lot of their homes were very, very iconic as well. They have very interesting decor.
Like what?
Well, like sunken lounges.
Oh, yeah.
Sunken lounges. Shaggy rugs everywhere.
Oh, even in the bathroom.
In inappropriate areas where you would never care to carpet, like in your bathroom.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah, and the colour scheme for me when I think of the 70s is brown, yellows, oranges. It's all those kind of colours.
Yeah. It's all of those kind of colours. Or, again, just on the complete other side of the spectrum, it's all like psychedelic. You know, like all the colours of the rainbow mixed together all at once. So it's you know what I mean? Like we're really sitting on the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of look.
One of the points that Jackie makes in the book is around gender roles. And there's a lot of very specific rules about this.
It is.
Yeah.
So just for listeners to kind of understand, if you ever pick up this book on party planning, it would be impossible not to clock any of the very gender-specific roles in here, because it's peppered all the way through, like from beginning to end. Very specific things that a woman would do and very specific things that a man would do. Yeah, I'm going to have an empty seat sitting next to me, Jamie.
You know what I love as well is you have to prep your husband's suit, it says in there. It makes note of that.
Yes.
And so you have to dress them as well.
You'd have to dress them, which is essentially, in my head, like dressing a child. And I don't want to do that. Like, not for an adult.
Or we would have to find someone that's just married and say, hey, can you come be a husband at our party? But that's weird.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
Topic three, location and decorations.
Another thing that's mentioned here with the location and gender roles is that there's things like powder rooms and cigar rooms. Any thoughts?
Yeah, like very specific spaces for a woman to retreat to and a very specific space for a man to retreat to. So, again, it's very assumed that a woman is going to retire to a powder room to... I don't know what you do in there. I don't know what one does in a powder room. I think you freshen up.
Are we going to have a powder room? Is that a bathroom?
I think it's a fancy bathroom.
Fancy bathroom.
Yeah. A fancy bathroom. And then it's assumed that men would retire to the smoker's lounge and have a cigar.
Oh, of course, because everyone was smoking in the 70s.
Yeah.
In their sunken lounge.
In their sunken lounge, exactly. So, yeah, those gender roles are really apparent.
Can you think of any examples nowadays where something like that, something like that?
Look, I know. I come from a really progressive all-female family, like, and we're all out, you know, and we're all opinionated. So we're doing both roles, you know what I mean? So it's not, at least not in my life.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Fashion in the 70s to me is, but you have that disco era, so it's like bell bottoms, tassels and sequins. That's what I imagine. But then when I think of a dinner party, I think of like skivvies or turtlenecks.
Actually, that's a good point, right? So the way you and I, who are both not from the 70s, interpret the 70s is disco era, which is a dance, disco dance, right? And probably not very appropriate to ever wear to a dinner party, but... if you were to go like, okay, cool, how would I clock 70s? Yeah. I'll dress up as a disco girl or something and then roll up to this dinner party. And I don't think anyone in the 70s would be doing that, you know?
Yeah, I imagine like at a dinner party, it's the, like the turtlenecks and big collars. Those big collars, that's what I imagine 70s clothing is. Mm. Jumpsuits as well.
Jumpsuits.
Which that feels practical to me.
Yes. And what are they called?
bell-bottom pants? Like yes. Those flared bell-bottom pants and platforms.
Yes.
Right? That's 70s.
If you were in the 70s, what would be your look? Because what's your look now? And then if you're in the 70s, what would be your look?
So we established that I live in hoodies. Yeah. We established that I live in hoodies. And if I was in the 70s, I'd probably be, I would love those sequins of at a disco. You know what I mean?
You'd be the disco
I'd be the disco person, yeah.
Mm. I agree. My aesthetic now is hoodies, track pants. Like, it's very low-key, very comfortable. I wear hoop earrings all the time. And I think if I was in the 70s, I'd be really bright. I think I'd be so down for patterned everything.
Ooh.
Which is funny because now I don't wear, like, I'm very plain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd be a patterned. Yeah. Tassels.
You'd have tassels on everything.
Like, on everything. Everything.
I'm mad at that. I do like tassels. I want a tasseled leather jacket.
Yeah. And topic four, execution. We got to do it.
So are there any fashion rules that you live and die by, Jamie? Any do's and don'ts? Any things you avoid?
Looking at me, clearly, fashion is my thing. Mm. Probably hoop earrings. And I don't know, maybe because I've got short hair, so I always feel like I've got to wear big earrings to compensate that.
So that's a do.
It's a do. Yeah, it's absolutely a do. And I have different sizes for different occasions.
Oh.
If it's a fancy occasion, I wear bigger hoops.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel, I don't know, it's just a thing.
When is it excessively large? When do the hoops become excessively large?
If they're too large, then you should check if I'm okay. Okay. It's probably more of like a confidence boost that I'm looking for. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I need to wear bigger hoops. I need more energy.
This
confidence.
Is good. I'm taking notes. If I ever see you
shove to the bunny, I've got massive
with
hoops
that reach down to your shoulders, I'm going to be like, Jamie, let's have a talk.
Yeah, I keep going back to the turtlenecks and the skivvies, but I can't wear that. I feel like I'm choking.
Yeah.
It's
suffocating?
Suffocating a bit. Yeah. But no, I don't really. I think most of what I wear is probably a fashion don't, to be honest. Oh, I love tracksuits.
A fashion don't. So does that make you rebellious?
Such a rebel.
Such a rebel.
Such a rebel. What about you? Do you have any fashion do's and don'ts?
I think that people should just wear what makes them happy. Like, wear what makes you happy.
What makes you happy?
Lots of things make me happy, but comfortability mostly makes me happy. But, like, you know, if there's something that you are like, oh, I really want to wear that green sequin jumper, but I just, I don't know, but you know inside, girl, it's gonna own your day and you're gonna love it, then you should do that. You should rock it.
We've come out of lockdowns, and you and I talked about this yesterday, how it's changed our everyday wear.
Because
what I found is I started dressing, that's why I started wearing more tracksuits and stuff, because I was at home and I could be real comfortable. But then I craved like dressing up.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you felt the same? Like, I bought a really gorgeous winter coat and got it tailored.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was like, that's so extra. But I just wanted to feel, you know, a bit more like I put some effort in.
Totally. It gets to a point where you're like, where you look at yourself and you're just like, okay, I genuinely need to try.
Yeah. Have you done that in the last year or so since working from home?
In the last week. Okay. In the last week, I have actively looked in the mirror and been like, you are not trying hard enough, Maria.
Should we talk about fads since we're talking about the 70s?
About fads? Fashion fads?
Yeah. Have you ever been, like, have you ever rocked a specific fad?
Girl, I've done so, as a child.
You have to, you.
I've done so much shit, honestly. Like, I was younger and I was infatuated with Aladdin, okay? And I was like, I'm living my best Jasmine life, bitch. And it's the middle of fucking winter. My mum's like doing, you know, she's like doing washing or whatever. She's in the kitchen and I'm like, I need to wear my leotard right now. Like, I must wear it right now.
Have to.
And so naturally I'm like, cool, dress myself up in my leotard. It's freezing cold and I'm just running around the backyard in my fucking leotard in the middle of the winter, like
believing I'm Jasmine, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So many, that's just one Jamie.
Yeah, I know you've got stories because when you tell us your Pizza Hut outfit, I was like, she, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm painting the picture for you of what I was like as a child, you know? What about you? Were there any fashion fads that you put yourself through?
Nah, I'm pretty boring.
Oh, you never had a moment? Just me?
No.
I love that for me. Thank you, Jamie.
I look amazing all the time.
You were always fashionable from birth? Great.
I look great all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I did... It's a tracksuit thing. Like, I've gone through era of tracksuits. I remember wearing, like, in the 90s, like, the full matching, like, active wear ones.
Yes.
When I moved to America, I lived there for a little bit. I rocked those Juicy Velour tracksuits.
Oh.
Like, those full.
Oh, my goodness.
To the
so
part
good.
When I came home and I was living in Australia, I came home and all my friends were like, look at you. That's very green.
Love that for you.
Yeah. So, and I still do it now. I wear tracksuits now. Like, yeah.
Just not the velour kind.
But I still have it. I still have it. It's
really?
Going to make a comeback. It's going to make a
comeback. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, but I feel like fashion now, like with the tracksuits, with Crocs, with, you know, I saw these like fancy gumboots now. I feel like everything is coming up to my comfortable, live your comfortable life. And I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm so lazy. All right, I think we've got a lot of questions that we need some help now.
Exactly. So up next, we are talking with Liz Lopepa.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Hi, thank you for having me.
So glad to have you.
Yes.
I'm super excited.
Yes, likewise. So Jamie and I have, I mean, now that we have an expert amongst us and an expert in the room, it might be like we've hypothesized what the 70s looked like. But I mean, let's talk to the real deal. Let's talk to you. Like, what were people wearing in the 70s?
I think from like what I've seen, everyone was wearing like bell bottoms, platforms.
Yes.
You know, you saw your corduroys, early 70s, like a lot of fashion trends leaked from the 60s into the early 70s. And later on, you know, disco was introduced, shiny clothes, John Travolta, suits. There was like heaps of things, high-waisted jeans, flares, tie-dye from the 60s that everyone became obsessed with in the 70s.
I didn't think about tie-dye.
No.
Yeah.
Of course.
So there was a lot. There's a lot, but I think it just depends on how each person interpreted each trend.
Yes.
And made it their own. Like, you know, like even now you see people who are wearing 70s type clothes, but way more modern.
Yeah,
you know, like you walk into a store now and there's a lot of men's shirts that are very inspired by the 70s. Like, you know, you see your daisies, your flowers, swirls are everywhere at the moment.
Did you see this book? This man is matching the wallpaper in
his
outfit.
That was absolutely a vibe. You know, patterns on patterns. Oh my God, dude.
100%, right? Like, look
patterned
at that.
Patterned on pattern.
Yeah, that looks like, this whole room looks like my grandfather's living room now. Because he bought his house in the 70s.
Amazing.
And not much has changed upstairs, but downstairs it's way more. But yeah, very these...
We have just given Liz a copy of the book to look at the front cover.
Yeah, very these shirts, the paisleys, the matching the wallpaper, which I feel like is like real cool now. But not back then.
Yeah, right. So
not like looking at the way they did it.
Yeah. Come full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
If Jamie and I have to dress a la 70s, what advice can you give us in what we should be attempting to do?
I think if you're hosting a dinner party and, you know, you guys are the main event, I would probably look at trends that, because the way I dress is I look at trends that suit my body and what can accentuate all the amazing features that I already have.
Get it, girl.
going, keep going.
You know, brown girls, thick thighs, save lives.
Yes.
But I think for you guys personally, I would probably like do some Googling or like, you know, chuck together a mood board of like trends that you like from that era and then have a look at certain looks that would suit you. Because you guys are hosting, I would like probably recommend that you guys make something of that era your own. Or, like, see something that you like and then just, like, wear it in a way that is still 70s but is comfortable for you guys.
Okay.
So something that we naturally do or wear.
Yeah.
And just, like, add a twist.
Yes, because my fear was that I would come out to this dinner party looking like I just shopped at Look Sharp.
You know what I mean? It's going to be very
bad. Yeah, very bad.
You don't want a costume.
And I would feel really stupid and just like want to, it's scratchy and I would want to take it off. That's the truth. But I like your advice. I like the vision much better.
Because a lot of the times when I work on things, I like to... what I like to do is match someone to a musician.
Oh.
For this era, and when I was looking at things from this era leading up to this interview, I was like looking at different artists from that era because they were all quite different.
Yeah.
Like you had like Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Who was always like super disco. And then I think in the mid 70s, there was a movie that came out of John Travolta and he's wearing a white suit and then that became a thing.
Yes.
Saturday Night Fever.
And so there's, like, just so many different people who influenced that era because then there was, like, Farrah Fawcett.
With the hair.
And then with the hair. And then that was a thing as well.
The feathered.
Yeah, the feathered layers. And so you're, like, left feeling, like, do I get an afro or do I get feathered layers?
Is there a musician that when you think of us... that would... like kind of suit our vibe or we would
Liz
like suit their vibe.
When you look at me, what musician? Be kind.
I was like, whoa. I didn't even
I don't know many
I don't know many from that era. Diana Ross was quite an icon in that era. So
she was so iconic, hey?
She was super iconic. Mm. Yeah. She probably came up the most in all my research of the '70s. But that's just what I do when I'm, like, leading into stuff. I'm like, crash course.
Crash course.
This is what we're going to be talking about for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Silk Sonic, because I'm obsessed with Anderson .Paak's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 70s? That's 70s, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
That look?
I mean, it looks 70s. That hair looks 70s to me, but it's kind of a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think, because I've got short hair, what kind of look I could pull off that's 70s.
Ooh,
because there's not a lot I can do because my hair is so short.
Yes.
So I'm looking at
it. So wigs, Liz.
A lot of females wore wigs back then.
Any things that Jamie and I should avoid?
Your eyes just said the 70s. Yes, lots of things.
I think you guys will be able to pull off a modern version of, because you know, like when you try to do makeup from back then, era wise, it's kind of you like end up looking silly.
Mm.
Not you guys, but everybody. Mm. So if you like do a modern version of a 70s look, I think you guys would look absolutely stunning. I think if you just go away from what you guys are used to, you know, like seeing you, you have eyeliner.
Yeah.
But like going like a little bit more brighter.
Oh, yeah. I was saying this earlier. I found a dress that I felt really pretty in and I bought 4 of the same one in different patterns.
Nice.
Because it's hard for me to find something I feel comfortable.
Mm.
Yeah, but I do cover my shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's from my upbringing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I cover my shoulders. I think I would love suits because I wear pants all the time. But if I go out, I feel like I have to wear a dress.
Yeah. I feel like you would look cute in a like double-breasted suit. I just wouldn't... I think to make it a little bit more modern, I wouldn't wear a top inside, but that's the good thing about a double-breasted suit is it just falls like a shirt.
Yeah.
And then once you button it, it looks cool. You know, get some cool buttons.
Yeah.
And then once you button it, you can just get a necklace. Oh, you know yeah. what I mean? Or like I wear a scarf around your neck.
Yeah,
you know how they used to tie it back in the day?
Yeah,
back
I always wear necklaces.
Back in the day. Back in the day. And, you know, you could, I reckon you'd look real cute and, you know how they had like the air hostess scarves vibes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you could wear a suit with an air hostess scarf. I'd probably crop the pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've noticed, with me, I like to wear sneakers, so I always crop the pants so that it looks all good.
Mm.
Oh, for me. And then, like, with shorter girls, I think that it'll make them look a little bit taller.
Oh, right. Cute.
So yeah. you could do, like, awesome. A three-quarter pant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just get some 70s-inspired jewellery, and you won't be, like, you'd feel dressed to the level of your party, but yeah. you won't feel underdressed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you look dope.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you're sorted. You're sorted.
Thank you, Jerry.
I knew it. I'm going straight to look sharp.
No, girl, you don't have to go to look sharp. Like, I feel like you'd look cool as in like a maxi dress. But, you know, like you could just think of ways that that you could make the dress more comfortable for you. Like Jamie was saying, she doesn't like she likes sleeves, but I'm the same as well. Like, I know that the only way that I would show my arms is if I wear like a halterish kind of top, because it would look better. And then like on my body, and that's just my own opinion on myself. But, like, you know, like, I feel like you would look stunning in a 70s-inspired dress with a nice hairdo, some nice yes. 70s makeup.
I want hair to the ceiling.
No. Oh, my gosh, those you get with a bomb-ass beehive. Yes.
I'm loving this yeah. look, man.
Coming out of your champagne glass.
Yes.
There's like, there's different patterns from the 70s that you could definitely get something made that will make you feel comfortable, still complement, you know, our bodies and make us feel like the hostess with the mostest from the 70s.
Yes. That's the vibe. Absolutely. So that was awesome.
That was awesome. How do you feel now after we've had our chat with Liz?
Like so much more better. I was so much more confident. So nervous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she gave us heaps to work with. Heaps to work with. And like it felt really achievable, which is great.
Yeah, I felt like she was like, you do you, just elevate it. But also she was like, go for it. Like that's yes. what I got for it.
And then she gave us very specific advice on like what would suit you and yeah. what would suit me, and I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kane. All right.
So you're gonna rock a suit.
Yes.
I'm gonna rock some kind of dress.
Yes. We need champagne glasses, a big champagne glass, and we're off to go get a tailor.
Oh my gosh, I love this idea.
Let's go. The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gugri and Katie Gossard.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tihima Bennett.
Shout out to costume designer Liz Lopepper.
Shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
Listen to us on Apple, Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course at rnz.co.nz.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.